And speaking of light, small flickering oil lamps, known as diyas, are lighting up Indian homes and South Asian communities across the globe today. Millions of Hindus, Jains, and Sikhs are observing Diwali, the Festival of Lights, celebrating the victory of good over evil, or the light of knowledge destroying the darkness of ignorance. Diwali is a big public holiday in a lot of countries, but it's a less-known story in the U.S. NPR's Lakshmi Singh spent some time with one American family committed to keeping the tradition alive.
Nestled among old colonial homes in Haverford, Pennsylvania, the Shukla home is a vibrant display of light and colorful decorations in celebration of Diwali. Inside the kitchen, it's a feast for the senses.
Paneer has a way of turning anything rich.
For Asim and Suhag Shukla's family, Diwali ushers in a new year for self-reflection, or as they put it, finding the light within. Celebrations begin with a ritual prayer called Lakshmi Puja. Shoes off, seated on the floor, three generations of the Shukla family take part invoking the Hindu goddess Lakshmi to bring wealth, prosperity, and peace to the home. The gathering then evolves into a retelling of centuries-old Diwali tales of Hindu gods battling between good and evil, symbolizing a person's struggle within.
Say you haven't studied for an exam. What do we generally do, right? We go, oh God, please help me, right?
Suhag Shukla and her husband Asim, second-generation Indian-Americans who are keenly aware of how easy it is to lose touch with tradition, say Diwali pulls their kids from the distractions of Western culture, even for a moment, to remember a heritage that places heavy emphasis on devotion to others. The ritual ends with Hanuman Chalisa that Asim Shukla says is a song that captures the resilience of Hindus who generations ago left their homeland behind but have never really let go.
That came with them on the boats when they came as sugarcane workers, plantation workers. That was like the few things that they had, and so they sing this with a lot of passion.
But at the end of the day, in the Shukla home, Diwali represents the celebration of family. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Haverford.
This is NPR News.